We're going to learn Daf Mem Dalid in Masechtas Nedarim. However, we're going to start from three lines from the bottom on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let's just remember what we're talking about, bring us up to speed. We're basically going on the Mishnah that had said, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, I believe. No, the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that if a person makes a ned, he's not allowed to give Hanoh, but the problem is now he's walking in the desert, and it's only him and the other guy. What are we supposed to do? How do I feed him? How do I support him if we're the only two people there? So the Mishnah, the Tana Kama Shita, suggests I just make the food hefker, put it on a rock, I put it someplace, and then I let the other guy take it. And Rabbi Yossi argues, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not going to work. And he just says Asr in the Mishnah. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, immediately explains, why would that be Asr? L'maisa, I made it Hefker. So he comes up with the Yisoid that Hefker is like Matana, is like giving a present. Just like when I give a present, the giver is giving it directly to the taker, or the recipient, to the taker. But it's as if, and until that happens, it is still in the Rishus, it's still in the ownership of the giver. But when it transfers from the giver to the taker. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yossi, remember this is, he's explaining Rabbi Yossi Shito, but Rabbi Yossi holds it's the same thing by Hefker. Hefker really isn't a removal of a person from the object, or the object removal from his possession, unless and until someone else takes it. And then when that other person takes it, that's when, for the first time, it is going out of the reshus of the giver into the reshus of the taker. Now, for our purposes, for Hilchus Nedarim, that's a problem. Because that means that if nothing happened until the guy takes it, that means that's the first time it's leaving the reshus of the giver. And then that's exactly what we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to give. If a person makes a neder to not give Hanoah, he's not allowed to give directly from the giver to the taker. So that's why Rabbi Yossi has no choice but to say that it's going to be usher, because there's no interference, there's no in between, it's viewed as, halachically, it's going directly from the giver to the taker. That's the sugya that we're discussing, and that would be the explanation. On the Mem Gimel, we discussed different questions about whether that's really true or not, but let's assume that is still the conclusion and the svara of the Gemara. So, on that note, now we can start from three lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel and Beis. We're going to quote a new Braisa and see if this works with this concept. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Hamafker es hadehu, somebody who makes his field hefker, kol shloisha yomim yochol lachzer boy. Within the first 3 days of making it hefker, he can just retract. He could just completely wipe out what he did, the giving, and he can take it back and say, I never really made it hefker. Mikan ve'elech en yochol lachzer boy. But after 3 days, he cannot retract anymore. Okay, so what's going on over here? With a little bit of explanation. Gemara is going to get into this, but for our purposes, why would a person make his field hefker? Other than the fact that obviously, I don't know, he's moving out of town or there's some trouble with the land. But let's assume under normal circumstances, very often, the halacha is that a person obviously has to give meiser. He has to give meiser from the field, the produce of his field. However, there is an interesting loophole, that is, that if the field is hefker, anything that you buy from hefker or take from hefker does not have a chiyuv meiser. So it became a common practice at one point in history where people would conveniently make their fields hefker, and then they would take the field back from hefker and say, wow, look at this, I took a field from hefker. Now, even though he owns all 100 acres, or yesterday he owned 100 acres, and now he says, I made a hefker for 2 seconds, just so that when he takes it back, he can consider it as if he's getting it from hefker, and now he doesn't have to take meiser. He saved himself a ton of money. So that was a common practice that was going on in the times of Chazal. And Chazal didn't like this. And Chazal realized that the person wasn't really trying to make it hefker. He was just trying to make it to get away with meiser. So what they did was they created this idea that within the first 3 days, if a person takes it back and he can retract from his hefker, now what was the problem? Why would he want to retract as opposed to being koined from hefker? So there's a subtle difference over here that we need to discuss and understand. There's a difference between saying, I didn't really make it hefker in the first place, I'm taking back my hefker, versus I did make it hefker and I'm being koined from hefker. Now, this is relevant. Let me just add one more scenario to make sure, to see the difference. What would happen? So the Mishnah, the Braisa, clearly says that within the first 3 days I can take it back. What would happen if somebody else, a third party, came and tried to take the field within the first 3 days? And of course, that was never my plan, because now I lost everything. I was trying to save myself 10%, and now somebody took the entire field. He owns 100%. I lost everything. So I said, no, I'm just kidding. I never really wanted to make it hefker. Right? So I want to retract. So that's where Chazal say that within the first 3 days, you can retract. You can retract because you never really meant to make it hefker in the first place. It was only a trick in the first place. So you can retract. Now, the purpose of retracting here was to avoid someone else taking. So Chazal said, well, we're not going halfway. It's all or nothing. So if you're, when you take it back, you're retracting from when someone else took it, you're also retracting when you yourself take it. Even though there is halachically a difference between retracting and saying, I never really made it hefker in the first place, versus I did make it hefker, and I'm making a new kinyan from hefker, even though it's all happening myself, Chazal are saying, if I want to make this deal that within 3 days it's nothing, then within 3 days it's nothing, regardless of who the purchaser is, or who the taker is, whether it's me or someone else. Okay? So that's what the first half of this braisa is saying. Before we even get into the question, let's just understand what the braisa is saying. So if I retract within the first 3 days, I take it back, it's as if it was never hefker in the first place. Mikan ve'elech, but after 3 days, then we consider it real hefker. And he can no longer retract. Now it has a regular din hefker, and if, for example, the owner of the field, the original owner, wants to take it, he's going to have to make a kinyan like everybody else. That means he's going to have to fix a fence, or he's going to have to dig, or he's going to have to do something. He's going to have to do an act, a maisa kinyan like everybody else. He's going to have to do that maisa kinyan. Fine. That's the first half of the braisa. So we haven't even gotten to the kasha yet. Now the Gemara continues on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Braisa continues and says, Omar Tehei Sodazu Mufkeres. Now, he sets a specific time. He says, I want this field to be hefker for a day, l'shabbos achas for a week, l'chodesh achas for a month, l'shana achas for a year, l'shvua achas even for 7 years. So now, it has a different halacha because I had a set time. So it depends. Ad shaloi zocha ba ben hu ben acher. If no one made a kinyan on it whatsoever, whether it's him or somebody else, yochel achzer boy. Now, I'm able to make a kinyan on it. I'm able to retract. Even if it's a week later, right? If I made it, for example, hefker for a month, specifically for a month, and a week later nobody did anything, I could say, forget it, I don't mean to make it hefker anymore. I can retract. However, ben hu ben acher, but let's say in our case, a week later, someone else did make a kinyan, ein yochel lachzer boy, he's not able to retract on that at all. Okay? That's too late. Even though it's within the month, it's still... it's out of his reshus, it's gone. Okay, that's the braisa. It seems like a very simple idea. But again, on its face, the difference between the first half of the braisa and the second half of the braisa is, in the first half of the braisa, you made it hefker forever. It's just, and Chazal implemented this 3-day rule. And the second half of the braisa was for a specific time, and then we say during that specific time, what it depends on is it depends if anybody made any action, if anybody did anything. If not, you can retract during that entire period of time. So here's where it gets interesting. So the Gemara says, "Reisha Rabbanu v'Sefer Rabbi Yosi." The problem is this is the same brisa, and within the same brisa, the two tabs of the brisa don't match in terms of philosophy. Meaning, we know there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yonan. And before I even explain what the difference is, what the discrepancy is, I want to make sure we understand that the setup is a problem, and then we'll explain what the problem is, what the difference of the shitas is. If I was an author of a brisa, and I understood that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan argue, and they have a different halachic outlook on how things work, if I was the author, I wouldn't pick two cases that contradict that have two different halachic sources that contradict each other. I would either go consistently with one shita or consistently with the other shita, and then I would say these two halachas, and I would say how they work according to that shita. But as it comes out, this braisa is set up, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara, this braisa is set up so that the first half of the braisa is the Rabbanon, and the second half of the braisa is Rabbi Yosi. And it doesn't make sense that, so, that it sounds like the second half of the Braisa is Rabbi Yossi, based on the way we understand what Rabbi Yossi is saying, meaning according to Rabbi Yochanan that it goes directly, that it's not really Hefker until it goes directly from the giver to the taker. And that point, that's when the Hefker, so to speak, takes effect. So if so, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan argue, and the Braisas are a contradiction from the beginning end to the second end. Now, here comes the part that we need to explain. So why is the Reisha only according to the Rabbanan, and the Seifa according to Rabbi Yossi? So here the Ran has a long explanation, and he explains as follows, that in the Reisha we're really saying, according to the Rabbanon, really, the moment you made it Hefker, it is real Hefker. I mean, that makes sense. That's kind of the way we would understand things without, if we never learned the sugyo, you would say Hefker is Hefker. That's the way you'd understand it. Okay, but that happens to be only the Rabbanon Shita. Only the Rabbanon hold that really it is Hefker, meaning it's out of my Rishus. Comes along Chazal and they say, yes, because of the fact that people in their minds aren't really making it Hefker. They're only making it Hefker for the sake of Meiser. So it's not a real Hefker. So we are going to place it back into your possession, at least within the first 3 days. But that's only according to the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. The way it works is, that's what Hefker always is. Hefker always is the idea that it's really mine until someone else takes it. So we wouldn't need Chazal to say that the first 3 days I could retract. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi's philosophy is always mine until someone takes it. So I could always retract forever. But I'm now adding a new element and saying yes, that even during the 3 days, even if someone takes it, I can retract because, right. So this is all a din de Rabbanon, because really mid de Rabbanon, and that's the chiddush of the Rabbanon, meaning the de Rabbanon, that according to the Rabbanon, really it's Hefker midaraisa. It's really Hefker. And it's Chazal that implemented this special rule because they didn't like the fact that people were tricking just to avoid giving Meiser. So it comes out the first half of the Braisa is according to the Rabbanon, that really Hefker is out of my Rishus, and Chazal are, so to speak, putting it back in my Rishus because of the Ramayan. As opposed to the second half of the Braisa. The second half of the Braisa really could be the Rabbanon also, according to the way the Ran says it, but then proves that it's really more like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The second half of the Braisa says that it all depends on whether somebody took it or not. And that is very much Rabbi Yossi's philosophy, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan learns. That Rabbi Yossi learns that it is mine until someone takes it. But once someone takes it, regardless of when they take it, but the point is that once someone takes it, it's too late. It's out of my Rishus. It's gone. And according to the Rabbanan, that had nothing to do with whether someone else takes it or not. According to the Rabbanan, the moment I made it Hefker, it was already out of my Rishus. So the fact that the second half of the Braisa has to add that it depends on whether someone else took it, that really is coming from the perspective and from the philosophy of Rabbi Yossi Shito on the way Hefker works. So therefore, it comes out, okay, and that's a very simple overview of what the problem is. It comes out that the beginning half of the Braisa is the Rabbanan, and the second half of the Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. That means, in other words, it's contingent on two different things. The first half of the Braisa says, Hefker is total Hefker, and Chazal made a special rule over here. And the second half of the Braisa is saying, no, it's not Hefker until someone else takes it. That's the contingency over here. The only thing we care about is whether someone else took it or not, which is a different philosophy than the Rabbanan. Meaning, if according to the Rabbanon, even in the second half of the Braisa, even within the first 3 days, I could retract, regardless of whether someone took it or not. Because according to the first half of the Braisa, even if someone took it within the first 3 days, I was able to take it back. So according to the Rabbanan, also over here, we should say even within the first 3 days, if someone took it, I should be able to take it back. It's not only contingent on whether someone takes it or not. So the fact that the Braisa focuses on the fact that it depends on whether someone took it or not, that's because they're going, at least in the Havamina, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi that says it didn't leave until someone took it. And if someone takes it, it's gone. That's Rabbi Yossi's philosophy, not the Rabbanan's way of understanding, not the way the Rabbanan understood how Hefker works. Memela, we end up with a kasha right now at the beginning, and this is again only a question because we're understanding Rabbi Yossi based on the way Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yossi, that Hefker remains in the possession of the giver until someone takes it. And the fact that the Braisa focuses on the giving, that someone taking it, is a raya that that's only going according to Rabbi Yossi Shita and not according to the Rabbana. Okay? So that's our kasha. So we're gonna have to explain this now. Well, we explain it in two very simple ways, which is either we'll explain it entirely according to the Rabbanan, or we'll explain entirely according to Rabbi Yosef. Once again, you cannot leave it. It's very unusual. Not saying that it doesn't happen in Shas, but we would need the Gemara to tell us that that's the case. But it's very unusual for a Braisa to be written according to two Mandi Yomrim that argue that just have a total machloikis between from the beginning to the end. Okay, so the first teretz is according to Ula. Amar Ula. What? First teretz of the Gemara is Ula. Amar Ula. Seifa nami rabbanan hi. So the seifa is also rabbanan. Now remember, we said according to rabbanan, once you make it hefker, it's a real hefker, and it's only chazal that, so to speak, pull it back into your rishus, put it back into your rishus during the first 3 days because they didn't like the behavior of the people. So we're going to have to try to figure out how the seifa works according to the rabbanan. It's supposed to be real hefker immediately. You need takanas chazal. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara itself asks, "I hachi, amai ad sheloi zochah bo ben hu ben acher yochel achzer boy." So if according to the Rabbanon, if we're going according to the Rabbanon, now this could be a year later, right? Because I could have, one of the cases I made it hefker for a year. So why a year later am I still able to retract? According to the Rabbanon, it's already not mine really from day one. Chazal put a 3 day stop on it, included 3 days. But why a year later am I able to be chayzer? So the Gemara answers very ambiguous words, but the Ran gives a beautiful explanation. Shani shana v'shvua d'lo shchichi. Okay, which literally translates the case of a year or the case of a week are not shchiach, don't happen that often, are not that common. Okay, so what's the explanation that the Ran adds? What we mean by lo shchiach is like this. If I was trying to make something hefker, I wouldn't put a time period. And if I want something out of my possession, if I don't care about something, I don't make it hefker for a period of time. The example I like to give, even though there's no shaykhus to anything, I went someplace and I got off the train and I left my bottle of water on the train. I left my soda on the train. I think to myself, forget it. I'm never getting back. I'm mafkirit. I'm yayish. It's not mine anymore. I don't say to myself, well, I'm only mafkirit if somebody finds it within the next, by the next stop. But after the next stop, then I want to get it back. And I say, forget it. It's out of my, again, are there scenarios where I might say that I think I'm going to get it back? Yes. But the point is that when I make something hefker, if I want it out of my rishus, I want it out of my rishus. I'm moving to another country. I have nothing to do with all the old stuff anymore. I don't want it anymore. It's out of my rishus. I don't think about it. So the fact that I made a set time means that I wasn't really making it a genuine type of hefker. That means even during that period of time that it was hefker, I was thinking to myself the entire time that I always have plans on taking it back. And that's why Chazal say, you know what? So then if that's the type of hefker that you made, you didn't make it a real genuine hefker, so then you could retract at any time. However, it's enough of a hefker that if someone else takes it, yeah, you're done. Then someone already took it and it's out of your rishos. So therefore, the seifa is very easy because the seifa is saying I made it hefker forever, that's a regular hefker, and Chazal imposed a three day limitation, and we'll see why in a moment. But the seifa that says if I made it for a certain time, that was never, I always kept an attachment to it. I always planned on taking it back. So that's why Chazal said, yeah, and you could, for that amount of time, you could take it back, unless someone took it. Once someone takes it, then it's gone, then it's out of your rishus, and it's no longer yours. Okay? So, but the main point is that according to Ula, when I make something hefker, it really is hefker. Midaraisa, it really is hefker, and the Rabbanon put it back into your rishus. Now, let's see, Reish Lakish says just the opposite. Reish Lakish Omar, Mida Sefer Rabbi Yossi, Reishanami Rabbi Yossi. He says, no, instead of making the whole Brice according to the Rabbanon, we're going to make the whole Brice according to Rabbi Yossi. Now remember, the problem was, according to Rabbi Yossi, why after the problem with Rabbi Yossi is really we didn't focus on this point, but the reason why the ratio can't be Rabbi Yossi is because after 3 days it's gone. You can never do anything about it. Now according to Rabbi Yossi, he hasn't left my rishos yet, so why is it gone? The ratio hayna taimo deloy lishkach toiras hefker. So what we're saying is like this: really midaraisa, it's not hefker at all. This is like the opposite way of we've been thinking till now. Really, midaraisa, it's not hefker at all. It didn't really leave his rishos yet, until something happens. But it didn't leave his rishos. But we say at a certain point we're going to say, okay, at this point, if he really wanted to take the field back, he would have taken it back by now. Okay, at this point, if he hasn't done any action, that's in within 3 days. If he hasn't done any action, so now we're going to say we're going to make it hefker midarabanan. Even with respect to Meiser, okay. But as we'll see in a moment, that means it's only hefker midarabanan, because really it never left his rishos. And when I take it back, I'm really taking it back. I never really made it hefker. But even so, we're going to consider it hefker midarabanan. But before we get to that line, we're going to get to that in two lines. The Gemara first asks, why are we waiting 3 days? If we're saying, according to the Rabbi Yossi, that at some point we're going to decide that it's going to be hefker, we're just going to make it hefker because that's what he's trying to do. So the Rabbanan are not going to consider it hefker. So why wait 3 days? So Amar Rabbo, mepnei haramoyin demafkirin v'hadrin b'hoin. Because again, for the tricksters, they make it hefker, and then they immediately turn around and say it's not hefker anymore, because they're just doing it to get out of Meiser. So the Rabbanan said, no, we're not going to let him get away with that in 2 seconds. We're not going to let him say hefker, not hefker. We're going to make him sit there and sweat it out for 3 days, and after 3 days, it's lost. Then the Rabbanan are not going to allow, him to take it back. Okay, but it really comes out, you're right, really we could have said this after 1 day. Chazal were the ones who put the parameters of 3 days there to see if he's really serious about the hefker. Because if you leave it there for 3 days, then already that shows a little bit of the guy serious about his hefker. So the Rabbanan are going to say, okay, after 3 days it's going to be hefker. But again, this last line of the Gemara on Memdal Rav Aleph is that b'daraisa, it's not hefker, meaning it's not hefker until someone else takes it, because nothing happened. It didn't really leave my rishos yet. But the problem is now, if that's the way we see things, that midaraisa it's not hefker, so the Gemara now asks on the top of Mandalat on the base, the Dilma osila asurim in a chiv ala pater min a pater ala chiv. I don't think the Ran has this girsa. I think the Ran only has the girsa min a pater ala chiv. But either way, the kasha is the same. The kasha is, if so, that we're saying that really midaraisa, it's not hefker. What? No, sorry. Midaraisa, right. Midaraisa, it's not hefker. And midarabanan, it's going to be hefker. So that comes out that now you have something. All right, well, let's back up for a second. What's the rule by Meiser? By Meiser is we know you take 10%. But the way you take 10%, it has to be that you're taking Meiser from a pile that is equally as chayiv as the thing you're taking Meiser on. I know that sounds very ambiguous, but let me explain. Let's say, for example, a person has two silos filled with wheat. Great. Each silo, to keep it simple, each silo has 100 pieces of wheat in it. Okay? So that means you technically have to take 10 pieces of wheat from silo A and 10 pieces of wheat from silo B. You have to take 10 from each. So what this guy does on day one is he takes 10 from the first silo. Great. Now that first silo no longer has a chiv in Meiser. So then the next day he says, okay, I have to take Meiser from the next pile. So he says to himself, you know what, instead of going all the way to pile B, which is either further away or it's still closed, whatever, I'm going to go back to pile A. It's much more convenient. Then I'll take another 10. So that doesn't work anymore. Because even though I'm taking 10 pieces of wheat, pile A no longer has a chiv Meiser, whereas pile B has a complete chiv. I haven't touched pile B yet. So I cannot take Meiser from mina potter ala chiv. I cannot take Meiser from something that already fulfilled its obligation of Meiser, or does not have a Chiyuv Meiser at all for whatever reason. Like, for example, the example that the Ran gives is an Otzus Shein Enokov. Let's say you had an enclosed plant that didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't have a Chiyuv Meiser. So I can't take Meiser from one type, from one level of Chiyuv to another level of Chiyuv. Okay, that's a general rule. That's a general rule. Again, Binyamin, if you could put on mute, would be appreciated. So now that we know this rule that they have to be on the same level, and the problem is you're telling me really according to Rabbi Yossi, Midaraisa it's not Hefker. Midaraisa it's not Hefker. What? So it's Chayiv and Meiser. But the Rabbanan are going to say that it is Hefker. So you're going to start thinking that this is not Chayiv and Hefker, and you're going to take Meiser from something else that's the Rabbanon Chayiv, or whatever. You're going to use this for something that does not have a Chayiv, or the other way around. You're going to use something else that is really Potter from Meiser to take Meiser for this pile. And even though this pile has a Chiyuv d'Araisa, and the other pile only has a Chiyuv d'Rabbanan, so you're going to end up, because of the fact that it's manufactured, it really mid'Araisa has a Chiyuv, and it's manufactured that it's Potter, so you're going to consider this Potter, and you're going to equate it to a Potter pile, and it's really a Chayiv pile. And you're going to end up taking either from this one on something else or something else on this, and both of them are not going to have Meiser taken from them properly, right? Because you're going to think that this one's really Potter, so you're going to say, okay, fine, I'll use, again, using the example of the round of Otzut Shein and Okov, I have a flower pot that doesn't have any holes in it, so it doesn't really have a Chiyuv d'Araisa of Meiser. So I'll say, fine, I'll take it from that flower pot to Potter the Chiyuv Meiser on this. But it's not true. This one has a Chiyuv Midaraisa. So why aren't we afraid that something like that's going to happen if we're saying that really Midaraisa it's not Hefker according to Rabbi Yossi, and only Midarabanan after 3 days we're going to say it's Hefker. So the Gemara says, you're right, that is a problem. However, the Amrinon Lay, that when a person does this type of Hefker, where he says that we're going to make it Hefker, we tell him, we say this pile now has its own set of rules, and you have to take Meiser from it on itself. You cannot use this pile from taking Meiser on something else, and you can't use something else to take Meiser for it. It always has to be it, and once you make something Hefker, and you're going to go back and say that I want to use this for Meiser, and even though Chazal is saying, by the way, that I retracted it and I want to, and I say now I am going to be Chayiv in Meiser, the bottom line is when we say you have a Chiyuv Meiser over here, this Chiyuv Meiser has to come from the pile itself. You cannot mix and match from one pile to the next, because it has different levels. And you're right. So basically, the Gemara is acknowledging the fact that you could make a mistake, and therefore you have to, even though normally you could cross between one pile to another pile, over here you're going to have to keep it within the boundaries of itself. It has to take care of itself, and it cannot be used for taking Meiser on something else. Really, we can explain the entire Mishnah as Rabbi Yossi. And when you add, so it comes out that really when I make Hefker, it's not leaving my Rishus at all. And that, by the way, explains the second half of the Brisa very easily, because it never left my Rishus, and until someone takes it, until someone makes a kinyan on it, it's perfectly available for me to take it back, meaning retracting and saying that I never gave it in the first place. By the way, let me just add one point that I should have said in the beginning that I'll just say now. It's like when I promise I'm going to give somebody a present. If I promise you I'm going to give you a present, until I give it to you, the object is totally mine. So I have a toy that I say I'm going to give it to you. Now, until I give it to you, that toy is mine. When I give it to you, then it goes from me to you, and now it's yours. But if I never give you that toy, okay, maybe I broke my promise. But the toy, the ownership of the toy, is totally mine. So that's the way. Now, if you understand that, which I think is a very simple thing to understand, then you can understand how Rabbi Yossi sees Hefker. When he sees Hefker, he sees it in the same way. Yes, I made it Hefker, and I, so to speak, promised it to whoever picks it up. But until that person actually takes it, it's still mine. And therefore, if I decide, you know what, I don't want to give it anymore. So now I never gave it. So again, I might have broken my promise, but in terms of ownership, it's still mine. That's the way Rabbi Yossi sees what Hefker is, that it's literally mine until someone takes it. Okay, that's a very important, very easy way to understand it. It's like the, what? The Rabbanah hold Hefker is a removal. Hefker is, it's out of my Rishus. Immediately upon making something Hefker, it's out of my Rishus. And it's not mine at all. And if I ever want to take it back, I have to make a new kinyan. It's not mine at all. And therefore, if someone's taking it, he is literally taking it from no place. And that's why the Rabbanan and the Mishnah say it's okay, even if I made a neder, for him to take it, because he was taking it from nowhere. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, he's been taking it from me, because it was mine. Again, I allowed it to be taken by anybody, but at the same time, it's still mine until someone takes it. Anyway, so the end of the Brisa is very easy, according to Rabbi Yossi, because the end of the Brisa is saying that it's mine until someone takes it. The beginning of the Brisa with the 3 days gets a little bit more complicated, because really we're saying it's not really Hefker. Ultimately, the Rabbanon are the one that are going to say, after 3 days, we are going to consider it Hefker. And this creates a problem, because it's only really Hefker Midrabbanon, it's not really Hefker Midraisa. Because the Rabbanon are the ones who are going to say, after 3 days, if you left it Hefker for 3 days, we're going to already consider it out of your Rishus. Okay? So that's where we're up to in the Gemara. But at least this way we have an explanation that both the beginning of the Brisa. So it comes out that the beginning of the Brisa is only a Din Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yossi. It's a Din Rabbanon that they say after 3 days we're going to make it Hefker. The second half of the Brisa is saying it's the regular Din Daraisa that it's nothing until someone takes it. When someone takes it, they take it. And then that's when it becomes, so to speak, Hefker. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Meisvei. Hamafkir es karmoi. Somebody makes his vineyard Hefker. Ulashachar omad ubotzrei. And in the morning he wakes up and he starts collecting from it. It's an interesting way of putting things, because never says that he made a kinyan on it. So this is, the Rishonim talk about, I'm not going to get into this, but the Rishonim talk about when he starts collecting the grapes over here, is he in fact making a kinyan on the land, on the karka, on the vineyard, on the itself, or is he simply just taking the grapes? Okay, but we're going to leave that for now. Let's assume simply that this is a way of his making a kinyan, and he's acquiring back his field that he had made hefker the night before. So the halacha is very interesting. Chayav beperet uba'olulos ubashikha ubapeya. He's still going to be chayav in these special halachas that normally apply to a regular a field. Well, let me put it this way. Let's explain what each one of these are. Peret is while you're collecting grapes, if you drop one or two grapes, similar to shikha, if you drop one or two grapes, you have to leave them for the aniyim. You're not supposed to pick them up. Oilulos is if you have a cluster of grapes that did not form properly, that also is supposed to be left for the aniyim. Person collecting the grapes is not supposed to take them, it's supposed to leave them for the aniyim. Shikha is what we just discussed, that he forgot. In fact, if he forgot to go down a row, let's say whatever, his tractor skipped a row, and he forgot an entire row, so that also, he can't go back anymore. He has to leave that for the aniyim. Peah, we all know, is that corner. So there, the halacha is, all these, by the way, once you make them hefker, do not have a chiyuv. Once you make them hefker, do not have a chiyuv. Okay? So why are you still chayiv? Because I did make them hefker, and I only came back the next morning and I took them. So the halacha is, the Ran brings down, it's actually the machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos what the pasuk is, but the Ran brings a pasuk of Tazoiv, it has an extra pasuk of Tazoiv in the pasuk that says that you have to leave it over for them. So since I took it back, it was my chiyuv to leave it to the aniyim in the first place, and now I took it back, so I still have the opportunity to, I'm still the one that's going to leave it to the aniyim. So the pasuk is re-including that back in the chiyuv. So even though it was hefker, even if you want to take the approach that it was hefker, now that I start taking it and I'm the same person that originally had that chiyuv, I still have that chiyuv to do the shikha and so on and so forth, and oilolois and so forth. Okay, so that's why I'm going to be chiyuv. However, we're going to focus on the next line of the Mishnah, the Braisa. The next line is, upater min hamaiser. And you're going to be potter from taking meiser. Remember, the case was that I made it hefker at night, and then the next morning immediately, I, so to speak, I took it back. I started collecting the grapes in the morning. Okay? And it still says that you're potter. So here we go. Let's explain it according to the shittas that we're discussing. So bishleim le'ula derabonin. So according to the ula, derabonin ketani law, that according to ula, you'll say that this brisa that says you're potter min ha'maiser is only midrabanan vidaraisa ketani law. And I read that wrong. Bishleim le ula derabanan, we're going according to the rabbanon, not halacha derabanan. I read that wrong. Bishleim le ula derabanan, according to ula that explains the brisa previously, that we're going according to shitos rabbanon, which means that once I made it hefker, it's real hefker. Katani lo vidaraisa katani lo, and I'm telling you what the halacha is midaraisa. Now whether it happens to be that we also agree that within the first 3 days I could take it back, that's true. And really, at the end of the day, if I took it back within the first 3 days, I would actually have a chiyuv in meiser. Because, remember, even according to the Rabbanan, if I retract within the first 3 days, we consider that as if it was never hefker. But that's only a din de Rabbanan that we consider it hefker within the, that it's not hefker within the first 3 days. Really, midaraisa, it was hefker in the first place. Okay. So we can explain this by, so also that we were listing all these dinim on a derabanan level, meaning the fact that we say that as potter from meiser would only be bidaraisa katani lo and we're listing the halacha in this brisa that we just quoted on Memdal and Memeis. What would be the halacha on a deraisa level? On a deraisa level, Yutaka would be potter from taking meiser because it really was hefker. It was hefker, and now it was hefker the moment I made it hefker, and now I took it back. Okay, fine. But it's not a contradiction to the brisa that we quoted on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, because the brisa on Mem Gimel Amud Beis added an extra level that said, really, even though it's really potter, we're gonna make you chayv within the first 3 days because we know that it's just a trick. Okay? So that's how the contradiction between this brisa and the first brisa by saying one's talking about a din derabanan and one's talking about a din deraisa. Mid deraisa really it's potter. Mid derabanan within the first 3 days you're going to have to still give meiser. Fine, that works according to ula. El reish lakish amai potter min ha'maiser. But now, according to reish lakish, who understood the first half of the brisa, let's focus on the first half. Forget the second half for a moment. First half of the brisa was that within 3 days it's nothing, and after 3 days it's considered hefker. Okay, but how did Reish Lakish explain that, according to Rabbi Yossi? He's saying, really, it was never hefker. Literally the opposite of what the Rabbanan are saying. The Rabbanan, again, I want to emphasize this so we walk away with something from the sugya. According to the Rabbanan, the moment you made it hefker, it is real hefker. You're done. You're real hefker, no chayven meiser, it's real hefker. Rabbi Yossi says exactly the opposite, and that's, by the way, why when the brisa was half the rabbanan, half the Rabbi Yossi, it was a problem, because they say exactly the opposite. Rabbi Yossi is learning that really hefker is nothing. Nothing happened when I made it hefker. Just the opposite of the rabbanan. Rabbanan hold it's hefker, it's gone, it's done, everything is done. Rabbi Yossi is saying it's nothing. It's really not hefker. And it's us that impose after 3 days that we're going to consider it hefker because we want to say, fine, at this point we're going to consider it hefker. Even though nobody took it. Okay, so the Reish Lakish, Amai Potter Min HaMaiser. But according to Reish Lakish, that you're saying nothing happened, right? That's how Reish Lakish is explaining the Bais according to Rabbi Yossi. Nothing happened. So then why are you Potter Min HaMaiser? It never left his Rishus. It never left his rishus, so why the next morning when he woke up, and it's within the first 3 days, it makes no sense. Why should it be potter min ha'maaser? Nothing happened. So the Gemara answers, and we're just going to read the first teretz for now. Amar loch, Rabbi Yossi, or Reish Lakish would say to you, ki amar ano the Rabbi Yossi, ha rabbanon hi. So Anachanami, we'll have to say that these two brises are in fact a machlekes. That when I was saying how to explain the brisa, I was explaining it how Rabbi Yossi would explain this brisa. But you're right. This second brisa that we're quoting here on Memdal and Amavez is going to be a different shita. It's going to be the Rabbanan and then Hanami. According to the Rabbanan, it's going to be Potter min ha-maisa, because it really is. Now, this is a little bit different than what we said before, because I know I want to address a point that is probably on your mind. 2 seconds ago, we said we don't like it when a brisa flips from one shita to another shita. That's because it was within one brisa, and whoever the author of that brisa was should have picked one shita and gone with that. Here, this is a completely different brisa, written in a different context, in a different masechta even. It's a whole different, here we're talking about Pered and Likva, Leket and Shikha. It's a whole different sugya. It has nothing to do with Meiser. I mean, it overlaps. But it's a whole different, so therefore that could be a different Shita. It could be a different Mandiomer. It could be a different author. So it's fine that they argue, but it comes out that according to Reish Lakish, at least according to the first teretz of the Gemara, and we'll stop over here, but according to this first teretz of the Gemara, comes out that you're right, there's no way to explain, according to Rabbi Yossi, why, if I wake up the next morning, it's going to be Patur Min HaMaaser. According to Rabbi Yossi, first of all, it was never Hefker in the first place. And even if you want to say it was Hefker, certainly within the first 3 days, right, the Baisa beforehand said it was not considered Hefker. And here we're saying that immediately it is considered Hefker. How does that make any sense? Must be that this is going according to the Rabbanon, and that's why according to the Rabbanon, and Echanami, with even immediately, it is really halachically Hefker, and therefore it's going to be Patur Min HaMaaser. Okay, so we'll stop over here. And we will pick up with the second teretz to this kasha on Reish Lakish, specifically within Rabbi Yossi. How come in this case, when I collect my grapes the next morning, I'm still Patur Min HaMaaser? We'll pick up with that Amir Tashem next time.